Westtown Albia, you hear the Relco locomotive. The cannon goes off, and Albia puts a big old six up on that big old scoreboard. Touchdown, Albia.
Right on cue. We were just talking about how you run that fullback to set that offense up, and that's exactly what they did. Brought that big hole. They have to be respecting all the players in that backfield. Nice job, Carter Isley, hitting that hole and running hard to the touchdown.
I'll tell you what, boys, you talk about a hole to run through. Jimmy and Big T and Christian could grab hands and skip through that hole. That was some kind of hole.
True that. Oh, my goodness.
Albia scores first here. The Blue Demons offense takes a short field and takes advantage of it. Here's the extra point up. Brandon Bassett's kick up through the uprights and good. And Albia will take a 7-0 lead here. 9:12 to go, opening quarter. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights Blue Demon Football.
When you're ready to move heaven or earth, call Lathrop Construction in Albia. They'll move the earth for you. Whether you need ponds, terraces, waterways, a new septic, or a basement, whatever you need, they can do it. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction. Give Dean, Michael, or Natalie a call at 777-3774. That's 777-3774, and let them move the earth for you. Lathrop Construction, moving the earth for you, and proud sponsors of Albia Athletics. Back in the Friday Night Lights studio, the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board has Albia up on top of Fairfield 7-0. Some other games that we're following: Pleasantville leads Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont 7-0. Wayne is up on Murray 22-0, and it's North Mahaska 20, Cardinal 0. Another quick one: Montezuma 30, Van Buren 0. We'll continue to update you, or you can get all the scores live as we get them on the Thunderbolt app. Let's now go back for the GP Insurance kickoff, brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers and Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer your health insurance questions. Let's go back live to Ironman Field.
Albia strikes first, 7-0 Blue Demons. Here comes your kickoff. Bassett approaches the football. A short high kick. This one will be filled in about the 20-yard line. Here comes the return man out across the 30. Stays on his feet out to the 40-yard line, out to about the 42. And good special teams play that time by the Trojans.
They did. Jordan Reed was able to come up. He was able to run up hard on it.
Looky
and,
here,
got
Stocker.
A good return there. Brought the ball to get the start, same as we did on their 42. Brian and Barbara Lindberg in the house here.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe.
Is there something going on out here behind us?
No, we're going to take a timeout
game
here.
Nothing. Thank you major. So much. Oh, my gosh.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. Again, Brian. Thank you very much.
Nothing to worry about up here, boys.
We're good.
Stay down there. You're okay.
It's nothing to see.
9:06 to go here. Here's the first play from scrimmage for the Trojans. A little screen pass to the left side, complete. Boy, the left-handed throwing action. Quick pattern there by this Trojan offense. They put three receivers out to the far side of the field. And the inside receiver steps back. A little screen play. Bubble screen that goes for a gain of about 4 yards. Second down, 6 here. Ball at the 46-yard line. Albia out in front, 7-0, 8:38 to go here, opening quarter. Albia scores on its first drive. Here's a handoff running with it on the left side, brought down right away. No gain on the play. Let's get a look at that United Country Hawkeye Farm Management defensive starting lineup. Here's your defense.
No gain on that play. It'll bring up third down, 6 for the Trojans. The ball is spotted on the Fairfield.
Ben Bassett, DN. Trevor Blackford, D tackle.
Lane Caldenberg, defensive tackle.
Ben Mason, D-end.
Bryce Lashen, linebacker.
Blake Lawless, linebacker.
Fred Isley, linebacker.
Damon Hempstead, linebacker.
Tony Lashen, cornerback.
Connor Weldon, corner.
Blake Bear, free safety.
Holy cow, there is your ton of bricks hits brought to you by 3D Paint Body. When you have been hit like a ton of bricks, Randy out there, 3D will get you back on the road. And that was a quick slant, Big T, across the middle of the field. And there was Tony Leshen.
Well, I tell you what, that's the price of admission to come through that middle right there.
Fourth down play here. And back deep is Hunter Weldon. Let's see if we can get a special teams play right here, Jimmy. Albia's special teams has really helped Albia keep and gain momentum over the last several years.
Well, I believe that's how you win big games.
Here's a high,
come on,
booming kick. This one going to be fielded at the 15-yard lane. Weldon gets a block from Leshen.
What a hit.
Wait for another block.
Yeah.
Down the sideline, out across the 30-yard line. But how about...
What a hit him big.
How about that block by Tony Leshen, Dan? You talk about decleaters.
Yeah, just set him up just perfectly and got him and cleaned him out and then set that return up to get Blake Bear a nice return. My mouth is full of breadsticks right now. So
yeah, I see that.
Dude.
Man, you got about 6 of those down,
oh,
and they're not small. Holy cow, those are bread loaves.
Again, Brian and Barbara Lindbergh brought those to us, and God love them for that. This is great food here. We're going to get the pizza here in a little bit.
Here, Carter Eisley over to right side.
That's good radio right there.
That is some of the best radio you hear all year.
Tastes good.
Gain of about 3 yards. Christian, this offense, it takes a while, having played on it, it takes a while to get those steps down.
Oh, yeah. You got to be very quick with your feet, and you got to know exactly where you're going, especially when you're coming off from the quick set, and then it's you got Carter Eisley coming out. You got to go. You got to know where you're going. You got to make the execution.
Here's another hand to Eisley over the right side. Works his way forward on second down, a gain of about 3 yards. Good job out of this Fairfield football team. You know, Dan, one thing that I'd see this year that I didn't see last year, I see more bodies across the way for Fairfield. And then, you know, last year we really wore them out.
Yeah, and we saw that a lot of games. That first half can be nip and tuck back and forth, but second half, if you don't have a lot of subs coming in, we're going to wear teams down. And we've got enough guys that will keep them honest that way.
Big third down play. Here's a counter play going the other direction. Eisley trying to get to the corner. Across the 40. Disarm a guy. Carries three defensive guys downfield.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable. Wow. Carter Eisley had to get to the corner, and that is a foot race. The defensive guy got there, Dan, and then Carter became a plow. He just plowed him downfield, and then he ran over three other guys.
Lowered the shoulder, and we're talking about some really man-sized shoulders here. They're wide, and so he lowered his shoulders, popped the guy back. There was no good tackle. There's four guys before he got done that brought him down.
Unreal, Jimmy. He runs like a blocker.
Jason, simply amazing.
Freshwater.
Oh, wow. What a nice big hole there. A quick hitter to Brett Freshwater. And that's what happens, Dan.
Right.
You know, everything feeds off of each other. And the running by Carter Eisley just made a big old hole there for Brett Freshwater, along with that offensive interior of the Abbey line.
And the biggest part of the hole that Eisley made was the fact that he was sweeping out to the right. And so the defense is keying on that. So they're looking for him. They don't see Brett coming up the middle. It was a big gap there. Nice job and nice execution.
Abbey into Fairfield territory. 7-0 Abbey lead. Here's Eisley over the left side, working forward. Has a gain of about 3, maybe 4 yards, falls forward. And T, once he gets hit, he finds another gear, and he just keeps pushing people downfield, and there is no quit. You better bring 11 to the tackle, otherwise you are going to get ran over.
Yeah, you got to have a lot of hats when you're trying to tackle Carter Eisley. That one dude rode him like a jockey for like 4 yards.
That is a First Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by First Iowa State Bank, Eddyville, Albia. And don't forget their drive-through location on Benton. Here's a handoff, Freshwater, hitting the backfield. And Brett does a great job of fighting for Dan. He is a tough competitor. And we talked with him in our pregame show. You go pound for pound, you know, he's one of the toughest guys on the team.
Yeah, and, you know, he's making that switch from defense to offense, being a two-year starter as a linebacker. Having to go now on offensive fullback, and so he's really having to adjust to that position, how to run and how his technique, and doing a nice job out there in his second game.
Albia with this ball, second down and 9. Ball at the 44-yard line. Fake handoff. Rolling back. Bear has a receiver wide open. Sent it at the 15 and drops the football. Oh, man. You know, one of the hardest catches to make, Big C, is the one where you have lots of green grass in front of you. And Kyle had gotten himself wide open, and I think he took his eye off the ball for a fraction of a second, or that would have been 6.
Yeah, you got to look it in, tuck it in, and get upfield. Sometimes when you're that wide open, you see goal, and before you catch it, you're already running for it. But
you know, and he had that great catch last week. Again, similar situation, wide open, was able to keep it hands on and get the touchdown, and was looking at another score there.
Bear rolls back. He's going to throw. Rolling to the right side. Throws. It's an underneath pattern. It looks like it's complete. K-Crawl. And they did get the reception. How about that comeback pattern?
Sophomore out there. Again, K-Crawl last week started as our linebacker. Landon Hermson was the starting wide receiver. This week they switched those two positions, which just speaks to the depth of this team. Again, here's a sophomore coming in there making a big-time catch on a third down and long situation. And done a great job. These guys are just, it's amazing how intelligent they are and how well-versed they are on both sides of the ball.
5:17 to go here, opening quarter. Albie with the football and the lead. Here's a quick handoff again. Freshwater straight ahead. On that first down, Carey takes the ball down close to the 30-yard line. Boy, Jimmy, right away, you can see that Albie has completely opened up the playbook. They are running, passing, pitching, diving. They are doing it all.
Oh, we're definitely doing great, but I tell you what, I give props to Fairfield, too, because I tell you what, man, they have some tough boys, too, and they're playing tough, Jace.
That reminds me of the conversation you had against Clark a few years ago.
Hey, crickets.
4:40 to go here. Here's a handoff. Isley, Carter Isley on his way down close to the 25-yard line. Another pickup. Big T, how about the rumbling and stumbling of the Iceman Isley?
Man, I tell you what, and it's up front, man. I mean, they're opening these holes that a big man like Carter Isley can get through. That's a big hole.
You know, and it's just taking its toll right now. It's going to get inside the heads here a little bit as you just grind and pound. And the other thing, you talk about that playbook. Gannon Osteen was talking about how they really were trying to open it up. A lot more pass plays, different situations. Got a quarterback who wants to sling it. He's willing to do that. Got some receivers who have worked really hard at that. And so, you know, the more we can interject into this offense, the more dangerous we become, which is hard to imagine because it's an incredible offense for the last several years.
4:34 after the first Iowa State Bank first down. Here's Carter Isley backing downfield. Got hit, spun around, and then decided to run backwards for a gain of 5 yards. And he's just racking up the yards here, Dan. And as this game goes on, this defense will get tired of hitting Carter Isley.
Well, it just wears on you very quick, you know, and I'm looking through the sheet here, too. You know, Carter's, I think he's bigger than everyone on that defense, and that's your tailback.
He's bigger
than at least on the schedule. According to the schedule, he weighs as much as any of them.
Here's a quick pitch to the right side. Isley cuts it up, waits for his blocks, heads upfield, and has a pickup again of about 5 yards. And that's going to be close to that first down marker. Jimmy, right there on the 15-yard line in the Summers Insurance Blue Zone, mark this up for us.
Yeah, that's got to be a first down. Has to be. Man, does he run tough or what, Big?
Wow, unreal. You know what? You called it. We've had some really strong backs. You run the football here. And Carter Isley is just the continuation of what has been really good running backs here at Albion.
Well, it's just the fundamentals and a consistency in the instruction. You hear the term next man in, and that's what they've been working on, trying to get it so the program can adjust each year. And we're seeing that not just Carter, just all the positions, next man in and go get them.
3:44 to go. Here's a fake handoff. Bears going to keep it over left side. Has some running room. Has a big block on the outside. Cuts it inside to the 5. Touchdown, Albion. Blake Bear on the fake handoff. The magician put the ball in his hip pocket, took it to the corner. Touchdown, Albion. A Senate Funeral Home. Touchdown, touchdown, Albion. You heard the Relco locomotive. And on the southern part of Albion, you just heard the cannon go off, and Albion puts another 6 up on that old scoreboard.
Just a nice play there. And again, it's all these plays working together. You know, the defense was keying on that handoff, knowing that Carter's going to come right at him. Blake puts that thing on his hip. It's a unique style that the Blue Demons have done for several years now. Hides that ball. He's able to have a clear path, just one defender. And with one-on-one, Blake's going to win that battle every time.
Albion looking to add another point here. 3:36 to go here, opening quarter. It's been all Albion. As this Blue Demon offense showing off its prowess here. Here comes the snap. The kick is up high enough and long enough, and it is good enough. 14-0 Albion. Back to the Friday Night Light studio. Jay Mill, take it away.
All right, as we hear the Railco locomotive in the background there, Albion leads 14-0. At home, week number 2, number 1 ranked Albia Blue Demons, 14-0 on top of Fairfield. Sheraton and Davis County are just underway. Well, we've got a score now. Sheraton has just scored on Davis County. It's 8-0. Sheraton fumbles, and Davis County has recovered. We'll see what they make of that. Sheraton 8, Davis County 0 on stream number 2. It's Eddyville-Blakesburg on the road to Pleasantville. Pleasantville's already scored twice on the Rockets. It's 13-0. For the Trojans. Wayne on top of Murray, 34-8. That's in the second period on a 7 o'clock kickoff. And Pekin and Sigourney Kyoto are set to kick off at 8 o'clock in the backyard brawl. North Mahaska 26, Cardinal nothing. Some other scores. PCM is up on Central Decatur 21-0. CMB currently leads in the first quarter on Roland Story 8-7. Moravia currently leads English Valleys. Briar Cochran, the quarterback, 27-6. It's now time for your GP Insurance kickoff. This kickoff brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer your health insurance questions. Now back live to the Absolute Broadcast booth.
Oh, is that Bryce Slash?
That's Peanut!
Jason Peanut! Oh! He just put the toast in the yolk.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he did.
Wow.
Did you see that, boys?
Holy cow.
Bryce Leshen filled it at the 47-yard line.
Running with it is Leshen. Leshen trying to get to the left side. Has a running roll to the 30, 25, and brought down at the 23-yard line. A flag comes in late. How about that athleticism? I'll tell you what, Tony Leshen, boys, he is electric and fun to watch.
Well, that's that 4.4 speed. He, you know, they clocked him in the 40 in the preseason, and my understanding is, you know, Hunter Weldon was the fastest one, running about a 4.3 something, and then Tony was right behind him at 4.4. I mean,
4.3, are you? No,
that's NFL speed. These guys are lightning quick, and Tony Leshen right there just flying up that scene.
Well, that ain't nothing. A big T, how many, you did 4.3 sundials in your 40?
The only time I run 4.3 is to the buffet.
Well, it's a Blue Demon defensive buffet tonight as that shark tank is full of blood. Cousin Eddie, we're hoping we're going to catch up with him later on tonight. He's in Cortez, Mexico, preparing for the swim with the sharks. And, Dan, after trying to eat pizza with you, buddy, and the way that you go after that pizza, I wouldn't fear a shark, no way.
I'll be brewing pizza. You don't share that if you don't have to.
The penalty was on the Blue Demons. Ball marked back to the 40-yard line. Here's Bear rolling to the right side. He's going to tuck in a run. Has the first down and gets by a defender. Sidesteps the defender, the old Ole.
And threw him into the sticks that is handled by Joe Sinclair over there for the Blue Demons on the first down marker. Just threw the guy into them as he got Ole'd him.
And that stick looks like it doesn't know which way it's going.
I might have got hurt.
He went that way. That thing's going different directions.
Nice job there. And you're really seeing, too, Blake Bear's got an incredible speed. I mean, there's just who you're going to focus on, you know, and we've not seen it all. We've got guys who can still come in, Bryce Leshen, Tony Leshen, Hunter Weldon. We haven't even seen all the speedsters out here. All these guys, just it's fun to watch.
14-0 Albion, 2:44 to go here in this opening quarter. Here's Carter Isley. Isley fighting his way towards the 20-yard line, has the pickup of about 5, maybe 6 yards on that first down carry. Simon Pettit listening from a Blue Demon victory. Listening for a Blue Demon victory and wishing his grandpa, Dr. Mike Judge, a happy birthday. Can we do that over the air? Wish people happy birthday?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, well, let's think about it. Yeah. Happy birthday, Mike Judge.
I'm pretty sure.
Jerry and Robin Barrickman are cheering on Nick Yarkoski and the rest of the Blue Demons from Old Threshers Reunion in Mount Pleasant.
Oh,
here's a hit up. Isley with a big hole to the 10. Inside the 5. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Dan Zucker, did you just see that?
There's your 250-pound tailback high hurdling over the defender in stride.
Are you kidding me?
That was Drake Relay-style hurdling. That's incredible.
You run out of superlatives to try to explain that when at the 10-yard line, he snuck it through two defenders and then high hurdled the other defender at the 5-yard line and tiptoed his way in for another Senate to Funeral Home touchdown, touchdown Albia, and Albia puts another 6 up on that beautiful scoreboard. Wowzers. How about that to Big T? You tried to explain that one.
I tell you what, I thought he was going to lower his shoulder and just run over that dude, and he jumped over him.
Why walk when you can fly?
Oh, man. Superman has wings, and he wears 46 tonight. 21-0 Albia. 2:04 to go here in this opening period. We're going to take a quick timeout and come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Announcing the Bankies Dozen. That's right, Bankies. Quality Ag Service has relocated your feed inventory to the site of the former Bankies Famous Friars Chicken Processing Plant. And we're open daily 8 to 5. Now remember, when you purchase 12 bags of pet food, the 13th is always free at Quality Ag Service. The tornado of 2015 has put a hold on the Baker's Dozen, but the Bankies Dozen is available every day at Quality Ag Service on Highway 5 South, just across from the new jail. Quality Ag Service, thanks for your business.
It's time to go back to Ironman Field and the GP Insurance kickoff. Gentlemen, take it away.
Down goes the pizza.
Oh, my. That is
one giant piece.
Yeah, it's not fair.
For mankind. Listen to those Blue Demon fans. And, Dan, you know, you just...
You sometimes can't believe the things you see Carter Eisley do.
That was amazing. I said, in stride, he never broke stride at all. Just went right over the top of that defender in full stride. And you don't see world-class hurdlers doing a better job.
Here comes your kickoff, a deep kick. Bryce Leshen sends one to the end zone.
Hit somebody!
Take it at the goal line.
Hit somebody!
Here comes that touchback.
Yeah, when the receiver caught it in the end zone, it's an automatic touchback.
What can't that kid do? Honestly, guys, that's unreal.
Well, we're not done with him tonight.
No.
You know he'll run the ball a time or two. We are not done seeing Bryce out there.
I'll tell you what, he is so much fun to watch. You talk about a hard worker and a great kid, and he is T-U-double-F tough. They throw an extra F in there. He's so tough.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to a co-worker of mine, Donna Flav, out in Washington, D.C.
Hey, Donna.
Nation's capital, listening and cheering on the Blue Demons. Appreciate you listening.
She'd be really proud of her son, Ian,
had
tonight.
Had Ian on the pregame show. Hopefully you got to hear him.
He's
announced himself. Yeah.
Albia with a 21-0 lead. Here comes a pitch, trying to get to the left corner.
Oh! Right there. Oh, Jason, get back! Oh, get back!
Oh, look out! Gosh. That is a ton of brick hits brought to you by Hardee's of Albia, where the breakfast biscuit is anything but a ton of bricks. Fresh, light, and buttery homemade. Try one today. Bryce Leshen.
That's how you hit.
Wow.
That's how you hit, man, right there.
Three. Wow. Third down 11 after that loss on the play. The ball to the 21-yard line.
You know, that was one-on-one, and just lowered the shoulders and took him out. Just a nice tackle.
Minute 29 to go here in this first quarter. Albia out in front, 21-0. Fairfield is in a man of motion. Four receiver set. Here's the fake handoff. Quarterback's going to try to run with it, and he'll run across the 25 to the 26-yard line, maybe out to the 27. That's going to bring up another fourth down play here. And the Blue Demons are going to be looking to get back in punt coverage.
Yep. Blake Bear on the tackle there. Tony Leshen coming in on the assist.
We got a lot of texts coming in tonight. We want to get to all of your texts. We want to hear from all of you on this Football Friday night, this Labor Day weekend. Go Big Blue. Let's own Highway 34. Patty Chance checking in. And it looks like they're going to stay in the punt formation. Albie's going to – now they're going to go into a
third down
play. Okay, well,
we just missed it.
The scoreboard has fourth down.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, you probably want to pay attention to the chains.
It's an option.
You know, it's an option.
It's you know, your call.
Fourth down and three after the loss there. No gain on the play. And now we'll probably look for a punt scenario here. We'll wait and see. The ball's resting just inside the 30-yard line. Hey. So the Trojans down 21-0. You know, they may go for it here. You got to be careful. Certainly going to get a hard count.
Fourth and as short as you can be from a first down. The ball's got to cross the 30, and it's literally an inch from that 30-yard line. So it was just a very close timeout for Fairfield, which gave the Blue Demons a chance to reset and see what they want to
do. Let's take a look at a couple of your Southern Iowa Technology texts. Go Big Blue, stomp the Trojans. Braylee Bills, Jade Little, and Annie Brand checking in. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Go Big Blue, Brian and Heather Thompson unpacking our new home and listening to Blue Demon Nation. Well, we hope you make we're making that move a little bit easier. Don't forget the Co Garage. Eating, now catch this menu.
Uh-huh.
Eating teriyaki steaks and drinking adult cold beverages. We got extra if you guys are hungry afterwards. When is this crew not hungry?
Right.
Well,
that sounds good.
After you eat one of those big old pizzas.
By the time the game's over, I'll be ready to reload.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Keep it hot.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get to a... another text here on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Oh, here's a nice one, Dan. Check this out. Go Big Blue. That is a nice-looking fire pit right there. The bull is checking in. That's how you tailgate Albia style.
Yeah, oh boy, like that.
Keep 96.7 tuned in. But I'm going to tell you what, this is going to be a ride tonight, folks. Here is the fourth down play. The Trojans look like they're going to go for it. The quarterback in the backfield. Oh, he does a great job of getting off of that. Hitting the backfield, Christian, right away after the quarterback took the snap, but did a good job of fighting it off and rolling forward.
The defense got in there, and they got some really good pressure. Quarterback made a great athletic move and got hit and just bounced off to the outside and got the first down.
Couldn't wrap him up that time as quarterback got away. But, hey, if you're looking to have your vehicle wrapped, to give Dale at Screen Tech a call. He'll get you all taken care of with printing and embroidery needs for your car, your shirts, your signs, your banners. He does it all, including all of the KIC stuff. Give Screen Tech a call today. Dale at 641-774-8093. And
Screen Tech bringing us our wireless mics on the sidelines. So nice sponsor down there.
Well, hey, one quarter is in the books. Go Big Blue, listening from the boat docks of Rathman. Let's have another win. The Hollingsworth, Moores, and Peterson's checking in. And we're going to take a quick timeout, come right back. One quarter in the books, 21-0 Albion. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Sennett Funeral Home is locally owned and operated with a new location opening this fall. Our staff, Jen and I, are proud to be part of the community, supporting and helping families in their time of need. Just like the Albion athletes and their philosophy of every man a brother, they're supporting each other at every event. Sennett Funeral Home, proud to support the Albion Athletics.
It's game time at Summers Car Credit, so come get you some at Summers Car Credit. Hey, folks, Jimmy Summers here at Summers Car Credit to introduce one of our new all-star starting lineup players, Mr. Big T himself, Tim Bates.
That's right, guys. I've joined the Summers Car Credit team, and we've got the game plan to get you into your next car, truck, van, or SUV today. And we've got a great selection. So get off the sidelines and make your way over to Summers Car Credit, 911 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. We make car buying fun.
Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Start of the second quarter here. Ironman Field, Albia out in front of the Trojans. Fairfield down 21-0. Trojans with the football at their own 32-yard line. Quarterback rolls back. Left-hander throws it into the flat, and the receiver drops the football. But I think I would, too, because, Jimmy, all night long, those receivers have heard the footsteps of Tony Leshen and Hunter Weldon.
Jason, man, I'm telling you, this defense for real, big. I dropped the ball, too.
Alex Crowell was the receiver on that play there, and has started off with a great night the last week with 105 yards on five catches, but again, that defense just makes you think before you catch.
3 seconds into this second quarter, Albion with the 21-0 lead. Here's the nice run over the right side. It's going to go out across the 35 to about the 37, 38-yard line. Nice spin move there by the Trojan running back. A gain of about 5 yards. Going to bring a third down, and let's call it five here. Dylan Perkins and the family listening on the car ride to Arkansas. Go Big Blue. Hello, Big Dylan. PC from the grassy knoll. Go Big Blue. Third down here. Third down and three for the Trojans. Oh, there's a little movement. Looked like Albion's going to bring in some heat on the inside. Freshwater's out there playing a linebacker.
Yeah. Just, you know, you get to moving around like that, it gets that offense thinking. It's just, you start working on them and wearing them down. Jason, I want to give a little special shout-out to a very, very special couple. My parents, Dean and Mary Stalker.
Oh, buddy, that's right.
Today is their 60th wedding anniversary.
Doggone it,
60 years, which is awesome. Couldn't ask for a better set of parents. Got five kids that we all get along great. Whoa. That's a tribute to them. God bless them, and I'm very proud to call them my parents, and happy that they're able to celebrate their 60th, and I know they're listening tonight. Thanks,
Here's
Mom.
There's a fade pattern down the sidelines, incomplete. And, Dan, you know, your mom and dad provided the childhood of a lifetime.
Yeah,
for you guys and for our neighborhood.
Yeah. Amen.
And we love them very much, and the example they are to all couples. And but man, I owe a lot of my childhood memories and some of the very best. I was so blessed.
Yeah.
And thank you, Doc, and your lovely bride of 60 years. Congratulations, and we love you, and enjoy your special night. Fourth down play here. Albia putting the Trojans back to punt formation. Here comes the punt. A high, booming kick. Welded with those golden feet. Back at the 27-yard line. Trying to get the... Look down the sideline. 10, 5, touchdown Albia. Oh, my. The golden feet of Hunter Weldon.
Wow.
Gets the block from none other than Bryce Leshen. And touchdown Albia. A Sennett Funeral Home touchdown. Light them up, special team style, and Dan, oh my.
Bryce, you could see that coming in, and Hunter Weldon's so adept at watching his lead blockers. Bryce Leshen set that kid up and just drilled in the center of his chest and opened up that hole. Nice seam, and all, as well as the rest of the return team, And then from there, Hunter Weldon just outran the rest of the guys from Fairfield. Again, that's that speed that's clocking in at 4.3 on the 40, which is just insane how fast he is. And it comes in very handy and very helpful.
Big T. Man, the way this team blocks and you know, the unselfish nature of this football team. And my gosh, how many... You can't say enough words about Bryce Leshen and his toughness, that block he put out here. The cleats on that Fairfield kid are having to be resurfaced.
There's no words for that. I mean, you just it. Oh, I feel sorry for that kid.
Albia scores again. Here comes the extra point. This one is up. It's high enough, long enough, and on to B Avenue. Good enough. The Albia Blue Demons take a 28-0 lead. 10:55 to go here in this first half. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics is proud to announce the development and opening of our new Rehabilitation Services Department. This is Stephanie Coughlin, Rehab Services Manager. My team of highly qualified professionals is here to meet your rehabilitation needs. We are open from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, except Tuesday, we are open until 4:30. If you have any questions or would like to schedule an appointment, please call us at 641-932-1673. We look forward to meeting you.
Thunder Country KIIC, couple quick score updates as Sheraton leads Davis County 16-0. It's Pleasantville on top of Eddyville Lakesburg. Fremont 13-0. Wayne all over Murray 34-14. Some other scores of interest. Montezuma has 50-pointed Van Buren in the second period. Is that right? And a couple other quick ones here as Moravia on top of English Valleys 27-6. I had another one I wanted. Oh, it was Knoxville-Centerville. This one will be one to watch, I think. Centerville 8, Knoxville 7. That's a look at your Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Let's get back to the GP Insurance kickoff. Here we go.
Unbelievable. Special teams play on the football Friday night. 28-0 Albia. 10:55 to go here. Bryce Leshen. Just
able to knock it forward and gets himself down on the goal line on a touchdown. What a great job. Great job out of that senior to get the touchdown for the Blue Demons.
Jimmy. I've been to rodeos and two goat ropies, and I haven't seen anything quite like that.
I don't even know what to say there. That's a good one.
Jimmy, forget it. 10:08 to go here in the first half. 34-0. Albia with the extra point to come. Jimmy, you talked about this Fairfield team. You know, this is a traditionally rich football program with good athletes.
You know, you don't want to knock the team. They're playing hard, too. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I mean, just tonight, we're the better team right now, Big. I'm telling you, it's all our way right now. Hey, but I have a shout-out because there's a family over in Batavia, which is a Fairfield area, and Jason, me and you sold them cars about 20 years ago.
I'm not that old, Jimmy.
Yeah, believe it. It's Lois and Barry Griner. It's a shout out to them. They listen all the time to 96.7. Go figure. Is that great?
That is good stuff. Glad to have all of you along on this football Friday night. It is 35-0 Albia. Quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
Senate Funeral Home is locally owned and operated with a new location opening this fall. Our staff, Jen and I, are proud to be part of the community, supporting and helping families in their time of need. Just like the Albia athletes and their philosophy of every man a brother, they're supporting each other at every event. Senate Funeral Home, proud to support the Albia Athletics.
In the insurance business, you think differently about a customer when you stand in the middle of his dreams. When she serves you breakfast every Saturday morning. When his son plays on the same team as your son. When you live down the street from your customers, you make sure they get covered right. And you make sure you're there when they need you. That's the way it's done around here. Grinnell Mutual, a policy of working together. To find a Grinnell Mutual agent near you, go to GrinnellMutual.com.
Albia is up 35-0, and it's time now for our GP Insurance kickoff, brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer your health insurance questions. GP Insurance brings us this kickoff, and a quick score from the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board has Oski and Atumwa tied at 0 at the half. Back to you guys.
Kickoff returned by the Trojans. Tony Leshen with the tackle out to the 29-yard line. And that's where the Trojans will come out here. 35-0 now.
We got one more thing from Absolute Cleaning. They are wanting to help us, everybody out here, with their needs.
We are a giving crew, are we not?
They can't do more than 10%, can they?
Oh, Dan.
What?
This is Absolute.
Yeah. Oh, cleaning. It is Absolute Cleaning.
So don't cut them short. Here's a pitch to the right side. running with the football and stumbling forward down to the 35-yard line. A gain of about 6 yards on first down. But, no, Dan, this is absolute.
Yeah.
Now, that is not your average cleaning service.
Well, they do homes, we talked about.
But they do it all.
But they do your car detail.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. What could they do absolutely better?
Well, I think what they could do is we could give away an interior detail.
Let's give them the car detail. You bet.
A car detail. Now, we're going to give that away here in just a second. We'll tell you how. Here's a quick slant pattern. Oh, man, and brought down after a quick reception.
Good hit, man.
Out across the 40-yard line. That'll be a first down.
Nice catch by Kryle. Alex Kryle, the senior, good receiver and hit, but as soon as he caught it, got hit.
Tony Leshen right there. Tony Leshen, the big team. Man, he is absolutely playing lights out.
He is. You know, he's he plays smart. I mean, he plays smart. No, you know, no flag. He's tight on the receiver, and he was just right there to make the tackle.
First down play here for the Trojans after the quick slant pattern. 35-0 Albion. Here's the quarterback going to keep it. Then runs out across the 45-yard line. A gain of about 3 yards on first down.
So how can we give away that interior detail?
Well, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to do the absolute 10th text to 641-799-1437. Again, it's 641-799-1437.
Send your name.
You got to send your name, and you will win a interior detail courtesy of Absolute Cleaning. The 10th text, 641-799-1437. Here's the handoff. And brought down right away. Gang tackle there. Those little sharks right on the football. And, Jimmy, it's just a swarm.
It's just crazy to watch. I mean, down here live in action 3D, I'm telling you, Jason, they're just all over that ball.
You know, again, you're talking about a young man in red, Fajon Red, who had 100 yards last week, rushing on 10 carries. So very effective and productive. But just the swarm that's going on for the Blue Demons on defense is stopping them in their tracks. And I'll look forward to the halftime stats, see where we are and everything here. But it's got to be a great start for the Blue Demons on both sides.
35-0 Albia. And we're looking for the 10th text, and we'll get to that here in just a second as the texts roll in on this football Friday night. 35-0 Blue Demons, 8:04 to go. Here's a movement by the Trojans. And, Christian, boy, if you're one of those linemen and you see all that blue coming at you and you've been hit all night long, you start to get a little antsy.
Yeah, you get a little antsy, and that's what Coach Stanton preaches. You got to stay focused. You got to concentrate on the task at hand. But, hey, you get some of those big boys across you on the other line, they're a little bit intimidating.
641-799-1437, the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We're looking for the 10th text and a winner of our Absolute Cleaning interior detail.
That phone is ringing.
It is going off the hooks here. Now I'll get to this after the play. The quarterback rolls back, third down, and 10, being pursued. Plants throws it across his body into the flat, incomplete. Well defended that time. Number 20 out there, that's Hermson.
What a play, babe, what a play.
And man coverage, a great job out there by Hermson.
Jordan Reed was the intended receiver out there. And, again, Bauman's a very good quarterback. But when you're running out to your side and trying to throw that ball, it's a hard, hard pass. And he was going to his strong side, rolling out to the left as a left-handed quarterback, but still a very difficult pass to make and almost got it to Reed.
Not a difficult one here as the texts have been flowing in here. Rich Reynolds, nice. Congratulations. You are the 10th text, and you have won an Absolute Cleaning interior detail, and we'll get you to stop by the KIC studios. Rich Reynolds, you have won. Fourth down play here. Here comes the snap, the punt. He gets away. Back deep is Weldon. A bounce, picks it up, and on his way across the 20, 25-yard line, gets another block. Out across the 30, and gets by a defender, and will be brought down at the 32, 33-yard line. Again, a good return there by Hunter Weldon. Weldon with a touchdown punt return. Albia has done it in so many ways defensively. The fumble recovery for a touchdown. The punt return for a touchdown through the air. Isley, Bear, it's been all Albia
Bassett.
In all kinds of ways. Yeah, Bassett for the defense.
Yeah.
Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. We have a winner, and that is Rich Runnels.
Be ready. We got a halftime contest coming up as
absolutely.
Well, folks. So there's more chances to win here. Keep listening.
Give away.
Get that number dialed in. Be ready to send that name and be ready to win.
Power I formation. Rolling back. Bear rolls. Throws it down the middle of the field. Oh! Over the intended hands of Gannon Osing. Boy, I tell you what, Dan, he looks like a totally different player this year. Spent the time in the weight room. Was already a big kid and good athlete. And last year, we talked about him in this game. He had some big plays for Albie in this game a year ago. But, boy, has he matured into a tremendous target here for Bear. And as the season goes along, I think he'll even get more opportunities to showcase his talent.
That's just working on your timing there. I mean, it was a great route by Gannon. It was a great throw, just a little off between the two. But that's the repetition will cure that. And so that's good to see that and keep doing that as we can as the games unfold to really work that out because we're going to need that. And that's a great target to shoot for.
Here's Isley, left side. And hit and then falls forward. Finds a way to get a couple 3 yards out of that. Isley. With a gain out across the 35-yard line to about the 37, a gain of 3 yards on that second down. It's going to bring a third down and 7 for the Blue Demons. It's 7:12 to go, first half, 35-0 Albia.
As it stands, it'll be a quick second half if nothing changes. That'll be continuous clock. So,
you know, I just love watching this team play and all the players that need to get reps. But, you know, I like the rule's the right rule.
Right.
This text phone is going off. It's great. 641-799-1437. Go Big Blue. Dyson family celebrating 35-year anniversary. And Branson, Missouri listening in on the internet on Thunder Country. Bear rolls back, throws it across the body. Oh, nearly complete. A great attempt there by Bear and Osing, but falls for naught, and that will bring a fourth down.
But again, you saw a little closer. Gannon had to kind of lay out for that and to get his hands on it, and his fingertips had just got beyond him. But that's that you can see just in two plays, the progression's getting better. They're adjusting to each other, and that's what you want. I still like that play. It's a great opportunity to get to work on this, and that will come because you can see those two working really hard at that.
Greetings from Oregon, Tom and Donna Granger. Also known as Santa Claus, says Go Big Blue, and glad to have you guys along, faithful listeners all the way out there in Oregon. Got another pitcher text coming in. Albion punt formation. Here comes the punt. Bear, nice end-over-end kick, bounces at the 25-yard line and roll out of bounds. Look at this. Wow, triple wow.
That's not enough.
That is not nice. Selena and Roy, this is not nice.
Oh, my.
Look at that view.
Wow.
They've sent a picture, and this is not fair. Although I got a pretty good view, Roy and Selena. It is Ironman Field, but Kanapali Beach in Maui.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been there. That is, wow. Roy and Selena Henderson checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you, folks. 641-799-1437. 6:37 to go here, opening half of football. First and 10 for the Trojans. Ball at the 25-yard line. Four receivers set. Quarterback.
Oh, miscommunication.
Miscommunication and gets rid of it and being brought down after a little no gain. Out there, and the flags come in.
Say they rode him out too far. Yeah. Wasn't a bad hit, but he just rode him out of bounds too far, Blake Lawless, so I think it's going to be a flag on him. Also, check as you're looking out the two, Cade Crawl out there now, back on defense. Started last game on defense. This tonight's been on an offense. So, again, the versatility of this Blue Demon squad being able to move kids around.
Go also, Carter Iceman, Isley from Uncle Scott and Aunt Amber. Go Big Blue.
Got another one from my friends down in Irving, Texas again this week. Riley Stone, Ed, and Alice Lehart. Appreciate you guys listening in.
John and Jody Toops and Hunter. And Kylie Adler listening, Go Big Blue. And the mark-off on that penalty is on Albia. That will be a personal foul penalty, and will give him a first down.
You know, that one, it definitely was a penalty. But I'll give Blake that pass. You know, he was – a face mask. I thought it was because he rolled him out too far.
Yeah, I didn't see
so
that.
So inadvertent there. Again, it wasn't a bad play. Just he obviously got the hand up there. I just thought he rolled him out a little further. But, you know, you take that penalty. Obviously, the score allows for that. But also, it was a good aggressive play.
Here's a first down play. Running with the football. Met in the backfield and brought down. Running sideways is the running back, Freshwater, in there to make the stop along with. Is that Josiah Harris out there?
Yes, I was just going to say.
Good news.
The senior's been injured all fall here. Finally get a chance. He's healed up and get a play in there.
Smart kid, talented kid. Man,
last week when we were doing the lineups, I kind of stuck around and talked to players, and Josiah was not able to practice last Thursday. The passion to listen to him talk. He's a young, quiet kid. I didn't expect that from him, how he really yearns to be out here. He appreciates what he's accomplished and his teammates have accomplished, and it's fun to listen to these guys talk.
Oh, here comes the pressure. The ball's loose on the ground, and Fairfield's going to come up with it. But Albia, who was that
Chase,
in the backfield?
Chase Little. 52,
wow.
Chase Little coming in there, so he's getting some touches in there. Trevor Blackford, I think, recovered it. But, you know, Trevor Blackford is doing a great job, as always, but Chase Little gets in there initially.
Happy birthday to Danny Wasco listening at Murph's Go Big Blue. Man, these texts are coming in fast and furious. Glad to have all of you along on this football Friday night as we want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. Rich Reynolds, the winner of the Absolute Cleaning Interior Detail. Third down long here. Third down in a country mile. A quarterback rolls back, throws it across the flat. It's complete. On his way across midfield, he is has enough for a first down. Albia's defense fell back, Jimmy, into a little soft prevent type defense, and that's what oftentimes happens is what you're trying to prevent, you create.
That happens, but it's a good play, too. I mean, they just did a great job executing their play, so it's just one of those things.
Nice execution slant across the field there. Hunter Weldon initially got the hit, and Landon Hermson finished it up on the tackle.
Well, guys, we got a halftime break coming up. 35-0 here, 5 minutes to go. Ball into Albia territory. The Trojans with the football. Albia with the lead. First and 10, the ball at the Albia 47-yard line. Albia showing a little pressure here. Here's a handoff running with the football and gets inside the 45, down close to the 40, inside the 40-yard line. A gain of about 7 yards, Dan. A nice job of sidestepping the Albia defenders.
Hey, John Redd. Yeah, just nice job. Hey, you know, anyone who's been listening to the, to Jason's phone dinging in the background, if at halftime you can tell me how many times it's text. That's a text coming in for Jason. You know,
it has not stopped.
Jerry Lewis, MDA, Telethon doesn't get this many calls.
We have some of the best listeners.
Oh, absolutely.
From all over the world.
Yeah.
Second down and two. Here comes the handoff. In the backfield. Holy cow. That
well
looked like
executed.
Brett. I think Brett Freshwater thought he was playing fullback for Fairfield because he was right there to take the handoff, Big T. He was ready to sniff that thing out before it started.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. I mean, he was just there right on the handoff. That was a great tackle.
Oh, that ton of brick hits brought to you by Hardee's of Albia, where their breakfast biscuit is anything but a ton of bricks, fresh, light, and buttery, homemade. Try one today. Or first thing in the morning as you listen to the coach's corner. 3:51 to go, a loss on the play. Third down and six here. Quarterback rolls back, stays in the shotgun, throws a fade pattern down the sideline, has a receiver, and the ball is tipped away as Tony Leshen starting a stride for stride there, Dan. He did a great job. He stayed with the receiver, and he turned his eyes and helmet back just as the receiver did, and he's right there to deflect that pass.
Well, yeah, you've got the receiver, Alex Crowell, 6'2", you know, so a very tall, long receiver, well-thrown ball. As Bauman, we talked about, is a great quarterback, he's a very strong arm, just perfectly thrown ball. But Tony Leshen, stride for stride, and able to jump up and deflect that ball out of the hands. Nice job.
3:38 to go here in this first half. 35-0 Albia. Go Big Blue from Prairie Ridge. The Bowers and the Majors checking in. Fourth down play. The Trojans going for it. Here comes the inside blitz. Quick slant pattern to the flat. Knocked out by K-Crawl.
K-Crawl. Good play, Crawl.
What a play out there. How about that, Big T? What a diving knockdown there by the sophomore K-Crawl.
Sophomore. And I tell you what, he's playing just as well as any of these other guys out there. That was a great play.
Wow.
We saw that last week on two different plays where when he's in pass coverage, playing that linebacker spot, he is as good as any linebacker I've seen playing coverage, and he strives for stride. He'll stay right with him, deflects those balls. He, you know, a lot of guys would have grabbed the receiver, would have potentially gotten a flag for interference. Not Cade. He just knows how to position his body well. Does a great job out there in pass protection.
Albio gets the football after the turnover down. Here's a quick hitter. Freshwater across midfield. He's got a pickup of 9, maybe 10 yards. Christian, how about the cross interior blocking there about that offensive front? And Albio has Fairfield going backwards.
Oh, man, they do an excellent job with that cross block. And when you're crossing, guys, the defense can't see, and it's a pat, pat, pat.
Second down short. Again, Freshwater straight ahead inside the 45 of Fairfield. He's got the first down. I'll tell you what, Dan, Brett Freshwater in his first year at fullback, in his second game at fullback, really showing he fits.
Yeah, you know, just does a great job. And he certainly had been tailback in the junior high and freshman levels and stuff, but he hasn't played that since his freshman year of high school when he, you know, sophomore year was on the varsity squad. So great job adjusting back to that position.
First Iowa State Bank first down. Here's Carter Isley, left side, runs over a defender. Sidesteps the defender, goes backwards for a pickup of 7 or 8 yards on first down. And the Blue Demons inside the 40-yard line, 2:50 to go here. And Jimmy, you know, this offense is not just playing for this play, not just playing for this game, but these are opportunities for them to learn and gain experience and get momentum for the entirety of the schedule.
I agree. You just keep going, you keep going, keep going. The game's still going, keep running. But I tell you what, he looks like a pulling guard with the football.
Carter Isley, fake handoff. Bear keeps the ball inside the 35, the 30, inside flag. The 25, and it gets inside the 20-yard line, down to the 19-yard line. A flag back at the original line of scrimmage, and this one's coming back. It's going to be a clip,
chop. Yeah.
A chop block that is going to bring it back, but Boy, you know, T, you think about the great quarterbacks here, Luke Sarver, Brett Leshen. They were magicians with the football, and Blake Bear has taken off from that tradition.
He has, you know, and I before the game.